Coming soon to own on
Cartoons of the You Know Whatever podcast.
Starry's nowhere near, you're still at my age. She's far beyond.
Are you ready to make some bad choices?
Google, master. I've tracked down Star Butterfly. They've hidden her in the Earth dimension. Oh, God.
Hello, Glossarus. Hello, Coffee.
Time to give it up, old man.
You'll never get him on your side.
But I don't ask a sign.
You don't, do you?
I like Lion King 2 better than Lion King 1.
Well, she buffered my blows.
Spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
So you know the part where Mushu is supposed to go awaken the dragon? Mm-hmm. So, you know how the dragon's not there, right? Mm-hmm. He breaks the stone wall. So, if you watch the movie, and you look at the part where Mulan is, like, you know, praying, and she's cutting her hair, and you see the flashes of the dragon, and you see the lights, and you see everything. Mulan awakened the fucking dragon. Mulan was the dragon. Mushu went to go wake up a dragon that wasn't there anymore. Mulan was then the dragon. She went to protect her family. And Mushu followed along because he didn't want his ass kicked. But that is why the dragon statue, that's why it crumbles. Because he's not there anymore. He's with Mulan. Boop. Like that shit Mulan shouldn't be able to pull off. Boop. She's a dragon. Rawr.
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 Oh my God.
You like that, don't you? You like that. It's okay.
Move your feet.
My
I wasn't trying to play pussy. I just moved my foot and your foot was right there.
Go ahead, mind blown. It's okay. Your eyes is awfully wide over there.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Draw up, buddy.
Get that drool right there.
I'm going to have to go back and watch this movie now.
Go ahead and do it.
Oh, shit.
And call me when you be like, I see what you mean.
Aww. Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
If you watch the cartoon, maybe we should save this for the podcast.
Man, I already started recording.
Yeah, of course.
Because I figured you was going to go into this.
Really?
You know what? Might as well get this as a preview. Go ahead.
The thing is, if you watch the animated version, you think, I mean, when I watch it, I think he's gay. Like, he's too far up his butt to be a straight character in the original, you know, in the original anyway. Mm-hmm. And then it's not like they overly did him as an overly, like, flamboyant gay character in the movie. Like, there are some things that are just a little too close, but he was like that in the animated movie. Like, and then all he ends up doing is dancing
with that one guy
who actually, you peeped earlier in the movie, liked being in that clothes they threw on them. But, like, people get so, like, I'm not exposing my kid to this, that, and the other. So it's okay for them to see a girl kissing a guy. Mm-hmm. That's not too mature for them. But it's too mature to see a guy kissing a guy or a girl. I don't understand what the difference is.
And they didn't
is.
Even
There's
do
no
that
difference.
In the
They didn't kiss
no kid,
at all.
Like, in the animated version, I never noticed it was a gay thing. And then I saw it and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he was kind of gay in the animated one.
I'm like, there's not a difference here. And I don't understand why it's okay to be, you know, kissing and things going on with two regular characters. But no, that's too sophisticated for my kid to understand. Like, kids literally will just be like, oh, why are they kissing for anybody? And it's like, oh, they love each other. Oh, okay. Like, you make it.
Yeah.
to be that extra. Like, it's not that extra from them. It's not.
I don't think any kids who saw that movie this weekend were thinking that.
Like, oh, mommy, why is he dancing with the boy? Because technically, if you want to point it to the fact that they were just dancing together, in the beginning of the movie, on the dance floor, it's all women before the beast comes there. So, I mean, if that's the case, then that's gay too, huh?
I just would like to point out that we're talking about a gay character in a movie that promotes bestiality.
It does not promote bestiality.
Did they not?
It does not. Firstly,
it's not promoting.
It does not promote bestiality. Firstly, he is a man who got transformed by a sorceress. It's not like you're watching. Have you seen Brother Bear?
Yeah.
Brother, is it called Brother Bear? Yeah, it's Brother Bear. It's not like you're. Well, it's not like you're watching that, and we're talking about Coda, who's always been a bear, like in love with some little girl. And they're dating now, but he's a bear and she's a girl.
Did she fall in love with
In love with a man who was enchanted to be hideous like a beast. He is not an animal. What he is not a real creature. It is a combination of things to make him look hideous. It's not the same. And they don't even kiss in the movie.
Yeah,
and even when she does kiss him when he dies, she kisses his forehead. Mm-hmm. Please tell me where you're promoting bestiality, because they're not fucking. So
back then, dancing was fucking.
Oh no! Take your fuckery to your corner. No.
Actually, I just took it to 3:30, so there it is.
Yeah. What, for the preview? You still recording?
Yeah, I'm gonna edit it, so who cares?
Why are your nipples so hard? I'm sorry. I'm sitting right here, so it's a little like, but why? Like, you got Skittles in your shirt?
Okay,
quit playing with them. Like, okay, feel so you're disgusting.
That's nothing that's new.
No, it's really not. It's not new.
It's very old news.
Okay. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. And if you thought you was going to be outraged by the shit you heard in the last episode, wait till you hear this one. This is your host. I'm not saying my name because you're going to hear it a lot throughout this podcast. Maybe. I don't know. The other two people, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Apparently, I'm an Uncle Tom. That's who I am.
That's what you're going by today?
Today, I guess we all have to.
Okay, Tom. I'm Charisma.
And on today's episode, the Coon, the Tom, and Charisma. Yeah, they call me a Coon. The Coon, the Tom, and the Charisma.
At least you got to be yourself.
Oh, no. I can't. Well, I could.
Never mind.
Yeah, I could, but nah, I'm not.
I was about to say, don't you dare.
Don't do it.
Okay. So on today's episode, we'll be talking about, you know, those Disney Renaissance movies that are starting to make a comeback in today's pop culture scene with, you know, the release of the new Beauty and the Beast movie and how it's glamorizing everything that was good about all the old Disney Renaissance movies. You know, the ones that started from Little Mermaid and ended with fucking Tarzan, and how all 90s babies just want to sit there and say, those were the best fucking movies of all time that Disney ever produced. Damn Frozen, damn Princess and the Frog, damn the Aristocats.
Aristocats is a Renaissance movie.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it? Do you know when that came out?
That was in the 50s.
The Aristocats?
Yeah.
Okay, so why is it not included in the older movies?
No, Disney Renaissance era started from when Little Mermaid came.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. You're not just saying older movie. I'm about to say, like, that's an old-ass movie. What do you mean?
So, we're going to start talk by me saying this. The Beauty and the Beast is boring as fuck.
Here come the fighting words.
The Little Mermaid was a movie about a bitch who decided that she wanted to scream and kick and do whatever it is she wanted to do to get what she wanted. So therefore, the movie was fucking trash.
What?
Hold on. Aladdin?
Are you writing down his grievances towards me?
I've already seen this stuff before.
You got a preview of it. Yeah. Aladdin? Actually, I ain't got much beef with Aladdin. I'm okay with Aladdin.
Aladdin's not that old.
Yeah, it's not. The Lion King is overrated. Highly overrated.
You just killed your comment section. Let me not get the rest of this podcast. Lightning's getting ready to strike.
Pocahontas is...
Say something.
How should I put this about Pocahontas? It was undervalued at the time it came out, but has not withstood the test of time. What was after Pocahontas? Hunchback of Notre Dame never got the respect that it really deserved. What was after that? After that was Hercules. Hercules didn't know what the fuck it wanted to be. And Tarzan. Jesus Christ, do we have to have Phil Collins on everything?
Hey.
Did we?
Stop.
Did that movie
Phil Collins awesome. That is one of the best Disney songs. Phil Collins is wonderful. Take your fuckery for that, especially back in your pocket. Put it back. Phil Collins is awesome.
Did we need him on Tarzan, though?
Yes. Song was beautiful. Do you want me to play it for you? It's a really good song.
What song are you talking about? What's the name of the song? Do they all just run together?
All the songs on the soundtrack are not all Phil Collins. I'm
talking about all the songs they played in the movie that you remember.
They're good songs! I'm not understanding what you're not understanding about this. Are you telling me his songs are not good songs?
I'm not saying his songs are not good songs. I'm just saying, for that movie in particular, where, you know, we're in the fucking jungle, why are we listening to Phil Collins sing about...
Okay, firstly, hold on. You'll Be in My Heart was a bonding moment for him and his mom. Mm-hmm. So that was perfect song placement right there. Mm-hmm. And that is a Phil Collins song. Mm-hmm. So take your fuckery, shove it somewhere where the sun don't shine. Mm-hmm. And let's continue on with this.
I don't remember the song.
I was about to say.
You said you do or you don't?
I don't. I have to hear it.
I'm not singing it. She's getting amped up
about Tarzan.
I'm not a singer.
I don't know how she's going to feel about Little Mermaid.
We'll see. Okay, I'm amped because you started the podcast with fuckery. And you usually wait till the end up. So this is going to be a long hour.
For everybody who supports Charisma that listens to this podcast, this is going to be your revenge from last episode. So you're going to get your chance. Let me explain my piece.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Beauty and the Beast.
I'm going to try to be quiet.
Why I say it was boring. The movie as a whole was good. I actually loved the movie. I think it was one of the best movies created throughout that entire era. I literally do. The problem was, though, it was boring. Boring as a motherfucker. I cannot sit through that movie without falling asleep.
It can be a good movie, but still be boring.
Like,
no.
Okay. Yes, it can.
No.
Passion of Christ, to some people, good movie.
That's
boring
a bad
as fuck.
Example. You're not allowed
that's
to
horrible.
Use religion.
Why not?
Because people, no.
Why
that's,
not?
That's not even going that tangent.
Why not?
Explain why it's boring, but it's a good movie.
Okay. It's a good movie in, start with Belle.
Okay.
Love Belle. Ooh, I love Belle. She kind of set she's the cornerstone for all the Disney women that you see in movies today.
Some people say she's better than most of them because she's not one that was like helpless. She
right.
could help herself. Cinderella was helpless.
I think when she got
was
attacked
was
by them wolves.
Yeah, but
she's a human.
That one she kind of
yeah.
needed help. But it's like you look at some of the princesses that came out after her. Jasmine, Mulan, Tiana, what's her name? The brave girl?
Merida.
Yeah, her.
But you have to think, though, I don't think you can really throw in the princesses of now because you're in an era right now where that is the thing, like brave and smart and
I know,
and
but
fearless.
I'm saying it all started with Belle. Well, yeah, I'll say it started with Belle.
Because even in the movie, they talk about her reading, like knowing how to read.
Yeah.
And, like, she was teaching a little girl how to read. And like, she was one of the. Oh,
still
guess
not
charging.
Charging.
Maybe I was short.
Okay.
But yeah, she was like one of the girls who was able to do on her own compared
right.
to other princesses before her.
Right. Or how she mocked Gaston
yeah.
for wanting to for thinking she would want to marry him mm-hmm. and be his little wife. And
she was her own woman.
In charge now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you also had Gaston.
That fucking brute.
Oh, no. I'm a villain, by the way.
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong man. No one says no to Gaston.
Darn right.
Dismissed, rejected, publicly humiliated. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you've got to pull yourself together.
He is. Yeah. Very he underrated. Is. If you watch the... Let me not, because that's a spoiler.
Go ahead. Spoiler alert, bitches. Go ahead.
If you watch the new one, he's worse.
Yeah.
He is worse. I wanted to, like... fucking kill him. And then LeFou, I gained so much respect for him in the new movie. Like, not at first, because I was like, you know he's wrong. Like, you don't just follow your friend because yeah. they're your friend and you know he's wrong. But in the end, he changed, we liked him in the
end. I think he changed his way only because he knew...
Because he left him stuck under yeah. that motherfucking piano.
He knew, like, he wasn't ever going to be on this level.
He wasn't ever going to change. Well, and he didn't, like, he tied Maurice to the fucking tree.
Yeah, love him.
And he was like, dude, like, you don't want to go back and get, like,
and
I keep thinking about it.
And he even tried to speak about it, and then he threatened him, so.
Yeah. So he redeemed himself.
And then, of course, there was the Beast, who, you know, insides matter more than the outside, apparently.
Are you saying that's incorrect?
No, I'm just saying apparently.
Oh, okay.
What's with the sarcasm?
Not sarcasm. I'm just trying to
You're
rouse.
Smiling, so you're trying to say something.
I'm just trying to rouse some.
Are you saying, like, okay, but insides do matter more.
Yeah, I know. Insides
I was just saying, don't go to me here. Insides do matter more.
So essentially what I'm saying is with the movie, although I say it's boring, the top part of it, Belle, Gaston, the Beast, the whole theme of the entire thing, it's a good movie. Doesn't mean it doesn't have some boring moments.
Mm. Well, what part of the movie, though, do you think is boring? Like, specifically, give me
everything.
A theme.
Okay, hold on. I can't give you a scene. I'm just show you the one part of the movie that's extremely boring to me. Everything after the Gaston song to before Belle and the Beast dance.
Tell us all this time.
I love that song.
That brought me back into the movie, but that entire middle part, I don't remember.
So, the development of their relationship is boring to you, is what you're saying. That is what that piece is.
I would say, like, the beginning part with Belle was boring about her in the city, and then all those girls being jealous of her because she's so perfect, and they think she's weird. Like, that was kind of boring, but...
I think there's nothing wrong with the development of their, like, he gave the bitch a fucking... library, like, I wish somebody would give me a library. I would gladly take the library, gladly take it. Like, they had snowball fights, like they were adorable.
Excessive that he hit
big ass hell, big as hell.
It was like big as his head.
Wait, and in the real life movie though, where he dinks her with it though, and the scene just ends, knocks her out. I'm like. You can't love the ballroom scene, but don't like how they get there.
I didn't say I didn't like. I just said it was a bit boring.
You didn't say a bit. You said it was
okay,
boring.
It was boring. It was boring. It was godly boring.
Okay.
But that still doesn't mean that it's not a good movie. Now, Little Mermaid, on the other hand.
Do you have against Little Mermaid?
I mean, way to show off that you can get a man without saying anything, even though you didn't have to work for anything throughout the entire fucking movie. Literally, anything she asked for, she got. Consequences be damned.
Like what?
She wanted to get Eric, she got Eric.
Okay, but you're saying consequences be damned. Like, the whole fucking movie was a consequence. Her father destroyed all of her stuff. She ran away from home. Don't say that's not real life, because girls do it.
I know, but... Even still.
She had her voice stolen.
Did she still get the man?
Barely. Barely by the skin of her teeth. Mm.
Everything Ariel did in that movie was for herself.
didn't care about what anyone else wanted, what anybody else thought, or how it would affect anyone else.
She's a teenage girl. What teenage girl does care?
I don't give a fuck. What
teenage... When you're in love, what teenager cares about somebody else? Like, you tell me. They care about the person they're in love with. And the thing is, she didn't put anybody else in jeopardy by what she did. Now, she did disobey her father, but all the princesses do that. That's just a theme. The ones that have them, at least. She did, like, okay, she disobeyed him. Mm-hmm. She ran away. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, Sebastian was in trouble for a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Poor Sebastian. But he shouldn't have ratted her out in the first place. He deserved that scurrying around he had to do to escape that chef guy. He deserved it. But, like, she didn't put anyone else in danger. Now, don't get me wrong. When Ursula got really big, that was bad.
Cool death scene, by the way.
Yeah, it is. That was bad, but Ursula's evil. She would have found some way to do it anyway. She played on Ariel's. Yes. And, I mean, when you shelter a child like that, even if we were to be realistic, when you shelter a child like that, which Triton did, that is what you get. Yeah. If he had just left her be, given her her fucking legs to walk up, her and Eric would have still lived happily ever after. He fell in love with her when he heard her voice. And then even without her voice, he fell in love with her again. So you can't say she didn't work to get the guy. She had to make him fall in love with her ass twice. That's not easy.
And without talk.
Without actually, talking at
that
all.
That probably is an easy thing to do. Especially if you're a guy. I mean, a girl not talking.
But he was confused by her. Like, why?
He was really baffled. And why the fuck is she combing her hair with my fork?
He was confused. He's a grown man. We have to remember that back in then that was normal for a grown man to date like a teenager. But
well, did they ever give him an age in the movie though?
I feel like he had to be like,
they didn't.
Yeah. I just feel like he was not around teenage age.
Well, he wasn't king or anything. He was still a prince. Mm-hmm. His father had died. He still had a butler taking care of him, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's see what Google says.
Yeah. Wow, that just made me sour even more in the movie.
What?
The fact that the prince got the princess. Oh my god.
What? Like, why does that make you sour?
Because
what? What is wrong with that?
I'm just making that one up. I'm just trying to snowball that.
Eric is 18. Okay. Ariel is 16. That's two years. That's not rape. At 16, you're the age of consent. And that's only 2 years. Which is the max? 2 to 3 years?
I think
two or three.
I think it depends on your state.
None of us here would know, so.
Yeah.
Right, we're a little older than that.
way older. What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Crap, I lost my train of thought.
Shame on you.
Oh, you were talking about why you didn't like The Little Mermaid.
I don't know, because I was about to say something before that. I just, shit. Come back.
Get together.
I'm trying to.
You're going to edit this part out, huh?
I might keep it in. fuck it, it'll come back to me. Anywho, what was the next movie? Aladdin?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got no problem with Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no real problem with Aladdin.
Why not?
Damn.
Because,
Like, out of all the movies that I have a problem with, Aladdin?
Why should I have a problem with Aladdin?
Why don't you have a problem with Aladdin?
What's good about it compared to what makes it not as boring as Beauty and the Beast?
Like, you have an issue with Little Mermaid and how... Well,
the genie kind of makes it not boring.
Okay. He's awesome.
Jafar makes it not boring.
Yeah.
But you have an issue with...
not boring.
You have an issue with how Ariel got her prince, but... Aladdin lied to get his princess.
But it was established that he was a liar. It was established that he was a thief.
No. But she did not know he was a thief. So he was, like, she's a teenage girl. So you can't say his actions are okay because he was a thief.
I'm not,
she's a teenage girl.
It was established in Aladdin that he was a thief from the start. It was established for all this stuff that he was doing.
But so that's okay.
No, I'm just saying if it goes with the storyline,
it was established that she was a teenage girl.
What does that have to do with the fact that she got everything she wanted, though?
Okay, but he...
That's my gum. That's my gum. Put my nicotine gum down.
Is it nicotine?
No, it's not.
It's no, not. I know. It's not.
I wasn't even going to smoke. I've never seen him take a cigarette ever. But, so... What did you just say? Okay, so... He... lied. Stole. Was deceitful. And still got what he wanted. Not saying he shouldn't have. Not saying that I dislike it. I like Aladdin. I like Abu. Abu is adorable. I like Genie and the carpet. And Jasmine and Roger. I like them. I like them. But it's basically showed that you can lie and con your way in and still get what you wanted in the end. I'm
just da, 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 presidents.
But he didn't lie. He's a con man. But he didn't lie. He's doing everything he said he was gonna do. Now people realize what that really means and they don't like it, but let us not get distracted from Disney today. Let us do.
I mean, hey, Disney is kinda I mean, should I?
No.
Can I? I mean, we're what 22 minutes in this time? I can't. I mean, because if Uber's gonna be out here outing everybody who voted like for the dude, can't we kind of do that with Don Iger?
Uber,
the guy who founded Uber. If he was gonna be out here outing everybody who voted for Trump, like, I mean, can't we do it with the Disney guy? Even though we already knew that he was Republican from the start.
I'm not doing this.
Fake outrage! Yay!
I'm not doing this with you.
Fake outrage.
Yeah, Aladdin.
Continue.
I'm trying to think. Like, I still don't have a problem. Not really. Hold on. I take it back. There's one minor detail I had about Aladdin. It kind of was more so like it looked. If you look at what's the name of the city? Aragnabah. What?
Something like that.
What's the name of the city?
Aragnabu?
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's not that. Keep going.
Look at the city. Does it not kind of look like Las Vegas?
It's Agrabah.
Agrabah. Oh. Okay.
Mind you, that's the city. That's the country that most Trump voters think is a real place. Not a real place, but continue.
Taj Mahal. Donald Trump's Taj Mahal. Yay! Anywho, doesn't it look like a little bit like Las Vegas?
Does Las Vegas look like that?
From the outset. I don't know, just kind of felt like... At times, it kind of made
They're
it seem
They're
like
both in the desert.
Yeah. At times, it just kind of felt like I was looking at, like, I don't want to put this.
Indian version of Las Vegas?
Kind of, yeah.
You could say that. But then there are a lot of places you could say looks like the Strip of Vegas.
Yeah. And I mean, let me put it like this. I didn't recognize that it looked like Las Vegas until I watched Hercules. And the way Hercules was presented, it was like, I feel like I've seen that. So, oh, wait, Aladdin had that. Oh, wow. Wow. Although I did like the gospelness in it.
In Hercules?
Yeah.
Everyone does.
But we'll get to that one in a minute. I think all of this is leading up to the big one. I mean, I think there's people out there who can forgive, like, oh, Beauty and the Beast is boring. They're not on this podcast, but they can forgive that.
They're not going to forgive you for this last one.
Well, they can forgive everything up until this point.
So were you trying to go in order of, like, years?
Not really.
Or, okay. I just wondered how your order.
Because if I want to go in order of years, I could talk about the one Disney Renaissance movie no one ever fucking remembers, and that's The Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't really count that as a major Disney movie. I'm not saying I've never watched it. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't personally, like, when you think of major 90s Disney. It is 90s, by the way. Mm-hmm. 1990. But I don't think of them. They don't naturally pop up in the night. Like, you have to be a real Disney person to know what that movie is.
And I think the only reason why that happens is because everybody has... True or false, sequels are usually worse than the original.
True.
Okay. This is one of those rare exceptions where the sequel is actually better than the original, but the original was so horrible. Yeah, okay, it wasn't that horrible, but it was horrible.
Let me say something that people might not forgive me for.
Okay.
I like Lion King 2 better than Lion King 1.
Well, she buffered my blows. I'm okay with this.
I love both, however. I mean, I can watch all of them all day long, but I love Lion King too, man. I love it so much.
Just saying. I can actually see why somebody would like Lion King 2 more than Lion King 1, but anyway, let's get to this bombshell one. The Lion King.
You gonna skip over the rest of them? I thought we were doing him last.
What, Lion King?
Yeah, you oh, don't no, skip. No. You skipped The Hunchback, you skipped Pocahontas.
They came after Lion King, though.
You said you weren't doing it in order.
Yeah, I know, but it's gonna tie in. Because they all felt this effect. Frozen feels this effect.
What effect?
The Lion King effect.
What's that?
The fact that everybody hails it as the greatest Disney animated movie of all time. How the colors just jump out to you. The songs, they were all beautiful. The theme of the movie was so grand and everlasting that anyone from any age can understand it. Guess what, you stupid motherfuckers? It's overrated. It's going to be magical when it's fucking Hamlet with cats. Seriously, you take something that's from Shakespeare, how is it not going to be good?
No, you can take stuff and it not be good.
But if it's not good, we're going to know it's not good. This was blatantly off of Hamlet. Well, not blatantly, but still had lots of traces from Hamlet. Adding cats, which cat people love.
You sound like a hater. A very strong hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater.
So can I put up my...
Go ahead.
I'm going to put up my hands. Go ahead. Here. No, I'm talking about like... Fuck you. Anyway.
I just got one buffer my blowback, so...
Anyway. So, firstly, if you're going to blame them for, like, their success based off of the fact that it comes from something... Every movie, almost, comes from something. It got an idea from somewhere. So, you can't be mad at Lion King for that and, like, not condemn the rest of literally almost every movie.
That's not
this. Secondly, okay. It's a good movie. Like, I'm not understanding your problem with it.
I said
firstly, it makes almost everybody want to cry, no matter how many times you've seen it, when his dad dies. You're not going to tell me you don't get sad on the inside well, at all?
Actually, I kind of laugh.
Of course.
Evil bastard.
Well, no, because first off, the way he falls when Scar releases him.
It is kind of funny.
He does.
And then the fact that he got trampled by antelopes, things that he's supposed to eat.
It's not so, but it's not the dying part that gets me.
Dad,
it's the dad. Yes, that kills my soul. That kills my soul.
I was actually sitting there mocking it the entire time.
Of course.
And then when Scar came up behind him, blamed it on him, and then told the hyenas to go get him.
Dad? Dad, come on. You gotta get up. Dad. We gotta go home.
Simba, what have you done?
There were wildebeests and he tried to save me. It was an accident. I didn't mean for it to happen.
Of course you didn't. No one ever means for these things to happen. But the king is dead. And if it weren't for you, he'd still be alive. What will your mother think?
What am I gonna do?
Run away, Simba. Run. Run away and never return.
kill him.
That was even funnier. I'm a heartless bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Okay. I can have a heart.
I guess so.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I have been a volunteer.
I go to the church.
Yes. At least once a year.
Just once.
I said at least once. I didn't say just once. But no, the fact that everybody just heralds this is like the greatest thing of all time. And oh, no movie if you ever. It's like the fucking. Okay, how do I put this? It's like Michael Jordan. This is like everybody trying to
compare. It's like the Beyonce of movies.
Thank you. Yeah. You try to compare anything to it, like, oh, hey, it could be this. No, no, it can't be. It won't be. It can't be this. It was so colorful. It was all this, this, and that. This is what Pocahontas suffered for. Like, no, 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 no.
Or let's compare it to Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. basketball wise. Let's compare it. Like, you're going to have the same issue with Lion King mm-hmm. that you have with comparing LeBron or Kobe to Michael.
Why are we even comparing Kobe to Michael?
Like, I'm saying though, but people do. Like, know, people do. Those are the those, three they sit and talk
that
about.
Compare Kobe, that think Kobe's no, on the same level. No, they're stupid as fuck.
I tried. Anyway.
I tried.
Pissing off everybody one sentence at a time.
So that's where you're going to come into the problem at.
I know this is where I'm going to come into the problem. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop going into it.
Okay, so you said Lion King's basically Hamlet with cats. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that it was stolen. Well, I don't know if it's a lot of people, but I remember reading online about a Japanese thing called Kimba was like the Lion King before Lion King.
I seen that.
It's about a white lion.
The white lion.
Yeah.
But I've never actually seen the movie.
It's probably because I can't watch it because I don't speak Japanese, but that's why.
It doesn't have a subtitle on? We'll have to look into that. We'll do some research there. But I've seen that. But if you want to be technical, Lion King is a book series. They have books. Mm-hmm. So it's not that Disney seen a movie and took that movie. It is a book series. Literally a book series of like a bunch of lions.
Yeah,
like he took that and ran with it. Like you can be mad.
It's
if
It's not
you want
who did
to,
it first; it's who did it best.
That is very true. That is very true.
My issue ain't with who did it or how did it, how it was done. My issue is more so with how it's being received as the greatest movie of all time.
Well, you gotta remember, these were little kids, like our age. It's like their first time. They're never gonna let go.
Let go of what?
Of Lion King.
Oh, yeah. No.
I fully understand that. However, what year is this, 2017?
Yeah.
5 years ago, Frozen comes out.
And now people, there's some
Has that
people,
been 5 years?
It has been 5 years.
Lies. It has not been years. That long.
2012 it came out.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Look it up. I think I may be a year off, but it.
But I think the kids that
2013.
Came out,
okay, it came out the year I graduated? Mm-hmm.
So I think the people who've seen Frozen now, like the little kids now, that's mm-hmm. their Lion King. Mm-hmm. And it's just like. I think that's how they're going to receive it as.
For some of the girls, I think that will be their princess association of Lion King. Not their be all and end all, though. I know a lot of younger girls who are not that obsessed with Frozen.
Tangent. What would be the Lion King for that generation?
I don't know. Like, I'm coming to terms with we are getting ready to have a generation of kids that associates Emma Watson, who I love. I fucking love her. Like completely, I love everything about her. Like her, yes. So, like everyone's going to view her as Belle, and not have any idea that she played Hermione before she was like that was her role. And when I was watching the movie, I'm like, okay, Hermione, go ahead and pull out your wand, because what's this princess shit you got going
you can
on
fix
here?
This right now,
right. Fix him now. So, like, that's what I'm coming to terms with, that we are getting ready to have a whole generation that has no clue that Hermione was a brilliant witch before she was ever a princess.
Was she just a brilliant witch, though?
What do you mean? Just. Like, that's saying a lot. Like,
know,
brilliant.
But why brilliant? A masterful witch would probably be better.
No. Okay, if you read the series, they tell you she's the most brilliant witch of her time. So, we're going to go with that. Anyway. But I love, let me not get started on Emma Watson. I love her and everything she does and stand for and speaks out about. She's just awesome.
The Last Kingdom. But the Lion King of kids' days.
I don't think there is a Lion King yet. Right. I think there are a lot of good movies that have come out lately. Moana, I'm fucking in love with it.
I was about to say, if not, it is awesome.
But you have to think that a lot of the movies that I think have been good lately have been princess movies. You got to think they can't be a Lion King because a lot of little boys aren't going to be allowed to watch a princess movie.
Yeah, so I guess there's not a lot of gender neutral.
Like, I mean, we've had a few gender-neutral things, but they haven't been as raved about as what Disney has been doing with princesses lately. Like, what we had Big Hero 6 come out. Mm-hmm. Now, that was good, but I think that movie was meant for an older audience.
Yeah, it was, because it was basically a Marvel series.
Like, I think it was meant for an older audience. You have Inside Out. Now, that is a good movie, but it's not Lion King.
That's Disney Pixar. Good.
Yeah, but still.
And those are usually better.
You have, honestly, like, what else has come out lately? That's not a princess movie. Like, think about that. That's not princess. What's come out?
Yeah, Disney's really going on there and empowering women.
Wait, Zootopia, Disney?
Yeah. Zootopia's good. They should be Disney.
Oh, shit. There it is. Zootopia.
I feel like they are Disney talking about it.
Oh no, they was talking about it when it came out.
You don't, I'm not saying it's not good. I loved Zootopia. I think it is adorable. And Judie Hopp's most powerful ally came from her giving compliments to Little Mouse. Like, think about that. She saved that mouse. That mouse saved her. And then she complimented her on her wedding dress. And that is literally...
Thank you, honey.
Like, literally. Like, Daddy, put them down. Now. Whatever you want, sweetie. Right. Like...
Huh. Mr. Big, sir, this is a simple mistake. Yep, here. This is a simple misunderstanding.
You come here unannounced on the day my daughter is to be married.
Well, actually, we were brought here against our will, so... Point is, I did not know that it was your car, and I certainly did not know about your daughter's wedding.
No. I trusted you, Nikki. I welcomed you into my home. We broke bread together. Grandmama made you a cannoli. And how did you repay my generosity? With a rug made from the butt of a skunk. A skunk butt rug. You disrespected me. You disrespected my grandmama, who I buried in that skunk butt rug. I told you never to show your face here again, but here you are, snooping around with this... What are you? A performer? What's with the costume?
Sir, I am a
mime. She is a mime. This mime cannot speak. You can't speak if you're a mime.
No, I am a cop. And I'm on the Emmett Otterton case, and my evidence puts him in your car. So intimidate me all you want. I'm going to find out what you did to that otter if it's the last thing I do.
Then I have only one request. Say hello to Grandmama. Isom.
I didn't see nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
And you never will.
Please. No. If you're mad at me about the rug, I've got more rugs.
Oh, Daddy. It's time for our dance. What did we say? No, I sing anyone at my wedding.
I have to, baby. Daddy has to. Isom.
No.
Wait.
No.
Wait. She's the bunny that saved my leg yesterday from that giant donut.
This bunny?
Hi. I love your dress.
Oh, thank you.
Put them down. You've done me a great service. I will help you find the otter. I will take your kindness and pay it forward.
I think that's adorable. And I need them to come out with a Zootopia too. I really do. So we can see what happens when a bunny and a fox has babies. Like, are they gonna be a hybrid? Are they gonna just be different colors?
Or some will be bunnies, some will be foxes.
Or are some gonna have bunny ears with fox tails? Like, what are you gonna do here? What?
It's gonna be like Shrek in the
donkey babies. Yes! What? No, see, they would be adorable. The drunkies, I think they were adorable too, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, because you can make that adorable, but a fox and a rabbit—they're
furry. Like, why would they not be adorable?
You could.
And then they would be babies. Anything little, furry with big eyes, that's adorable. Ugh. You're a weirdo.
I know, but just...
You're the type of guy that doesn't like puppies.
Yeah, because I don't like dogs.
I know you don't.
So, of course I don't like puppies.
Do you like cats?
Yeah, he doesn't like anything.
He's kittens, that guy. Kittens I'm okay with. Cats,
I don't like them when they grow up. Because then they smell themselves, you know? You know how we do
it? Yeah. That's why I need to keep a bottle of water around me at all times.
Spray bottle? He said bottle, not spray bottle. He's just going to dump it on me.
Yep. This is what you can do.
You have Finding Dory, but she can't be Lion King because she's a sequel.
What about Nemo, then?
Nemo's not Lion King.
That was ours, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was ours. Finding Dory, though, is quite adorable.
Yeah.
Quite adorable.
We're claiming Baby Finding Dory. Hold on. We're
we do get the claim Finding Dory. Yeah, she's a sequel. All right.
In every Toy Story after Toy Story 1.
Yeah. I mean, you have, what was it? The Little Dinosaur, but that was very underrated. Now, I think the movie itself, though, is very Lion King as far as what happens, like losing the dad, you know, things like that. And he finds that little cave boy. I think they're adorable together. He has to give him back and go back to his home. Now, that movie, I think, can be reminiscent of The Lion King, but it wasn't boom enough to be Lion King. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think enough people saw it, and I just don't think it was... Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I just don't think it was there to be Lion King. But it has a Lion King-esque plot to it, you know, when it comes to losing people and feeling like it was your fault and having to find your way home. Let's see. We have Incredibles 2 getting ready to come out, but we're claiming that. Yeah, they can't have that. That's ours. We've waited a long time.
Too long
for any that movie. Any sequels from anything prior to 2005 is ours.
Yeah, the thing is, I think while Lion King is awesome and most people consider it to be the best, we had a lot of good movies. We had a lot.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and get into this then.
Uh-oh.
Because Lion King, as most 90s babies won't say, is the best movie, you had Pocahontas. It was underwhelming.
Pocahontas is a good movie.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie. I say it was underwhelming because you knew it was going to happen. And even in real life, you're just like, okay.
How did you know what was going to happen, though? What are you saying you knew was going to happen? That she's going to fall in love with one of the foreigners?
Not that far. I'm talking about the tail end where John Smith wasn't going to be killed by the chief.
When you're a kid, though, you don't think about it that way. You don't.
I did. That's kind of, well, okay. Different because
deep
I kind
sigh.
Of. Huh?
Deep sigh.
Different because, honestly, I was kind of taught that at a young age about what happened with the Indians, kind of because I am 1/8 Indian, so I was taught what was going to happen, so I do have a different perspective on that. Like, I saw what was going to happen beforehand, and I knew what happened in real life, so it was like,
so
ah.
you can't, your opinion is not relevant.
Yes, it is. I'm giving different
views. I'm saying, like,
hey, don't talk about my people. Damn.
You are not the only person in the world who has Indian in their
I
family.
Understand that shit. I'm getting hyped for no reason.
Right, ain't even did nothing.
Sorry,
to
Grandma.
You. But so where was I? Oh, so I like the music from Pocahontas. Paint with All the Colors in the Wind, from the Wind. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite songs. I love all the Disney songs. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
I think
stylistically, Pocahontas was better than Lion King. I just don't think people will
put as far as name. Animation.
Yeah, I just don't think people will put.
I like their color scheme better.
Yeah.
But you have to think though, like as
years
like,
better.
It's after that though. Like anything, like as you get older, it's gonna.
Like
be
I
better.
Said earlier in the podcast, it didn't age well.
Well, that's not okay.
You have to think though. Like a lot of people can get away with saying Lion King's the best because Lion King is still continuing. Like you have the Lion Guard that's out that I find quite
adorable that I will like admit one. I do record.
Is there like three Lion Kings? There's Lion King 1, 2, 1.5.
Yeah. There's the Lion Guard now. Mm-hmm. I might not like how they developed Kiara in that one. Yeah. But you've watched it.
Yeah.
She is not bratty like that. Well, I think it's gotten better in how they develop some of the things. But I think it's cute. I don't know if you've seen the episode where she met Kovu. That episode is very adorable. They did good on that episode.
I'll go rewatch some of this shit.
They did good. But yeah, at first, like, oh, I broke a nail. Kiara. No, that is not Kiara. Like, Kiara's like, I'm going to fucking play. Oh, you made him Lion Guard and not me Lion Guard? Like, no. But I will admit, I record them and I watch them. And I'm okay with that. I will continue to do so. I wish somebody could find me the book. If someone could find me the books, I'd love them greatly.
Why don't you just look on Amazon?
Yeah.
Because scrolling to Amazon for an authentic Lion King book is a fucking headache. I've done it. It's a headache. It's a lot of scrolling. I'm not saying I'll never recontinue the search, but it's a lot of scrolling. Let's see. So you're not including the Aristocats.
Nope.
Although I love the Aristocats.
I know.
Although when you think about it as your older, it's a very basic, like
really basic,
but it's a good movie.
Yeah, but that was basic. I don't remember it being
that
linear.
Short, right? Like, and yes, but it was a good. It is still a good movie. And I think they age well just because that style of movie, like the art for it, is a literal style now. Like, mm-hmm. They aged really well. Okay, you have Mulan. What do you have against Mulan?
I didn't have anything against Mulan.
Nothing against Mulan? No. Why not?
I have no real problem with Mulan.
She didn't listen to her dad. She ran away.
Yeah. But she actually had to prove, go up against, how about this? She fought against stereotypes. She infiltrated a man army, outperformed the men, saved the head man, killed one of the biggest villain men of all time.
She did do very well.
By the way, fuck you, nostalgia critic, for saying, Sean, you ain't shit. where was I going with that? Because that got me heated real quick.
So you know the part where Mushu is supposed to go awaken the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how the dragon's not there, right? Mm-hmm. He breaks the stone wall. So, if you watch the movie and you look at the part where Mulan is, like, you know, praying and she's cutting her hair and you see the flashes of the dragon and you see the lights and you see everything, Mulan awakened the fucking dragon. Mulan was the dragon. Mushu went to go wake up a dragon that wasn't there anymore. Mulan was then the dragon. She went to protect her family. And Mushu followed along because he didn't want his ass kicked. But that is why the dragon statue, that's why it crumbles. Because he's not there anymore. He's with Mulan. Boop. Like that shit Mulan shouldn't be able to pull off. Boop. She's a dragon. Rawr.
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 Oh my god.
You like that, don't you? You like that. It's okay.
Move your feet.
My pussy's with me, man.
I wasn't trying to play pussy. I just moved my foot and your foot was right there.
Go ahead. Mind blown. It's okay. Your eyes is awfully wide over there.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Draw up, buddy.
Get that drool right there.
Huh. I'm gonna have to go back and watch this movie now.
Go ahead and do it.
Oh shit.
And call me when you be like, I see what you mean.
Huh.
Like, you ever wonder why there was so much, like, you ever wonder why there was so much flashing to the damn dragon statue? Like, at that time, there was nothing important about the dragon. No one had asked the dragon to be woke up yet. That's why they flashed to it so much. So then when he goes to wake him up, you can't wake him up. The bitch ain't there no more. He is gone. Bye-bye.
Huh. Wow.
Mind blown.
Okay.
Okay,
Okay, so we mentioned sequels for a brief second.
Yeah.
So, do you dislike Little Mermaid 2 as well?
Don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Did you even watch it?
I remember watching it because my sister made the whole family fucking watch it. Little brat.
What about Lady and the Tramp? Do you consider them to be Renaissance? Why not?
When did it come out?
That was in like the 50s as well.
I know. When did the second
one come
out?
Is Lady and the Tramp that old?
Mm-hmm. Fox and the Hound. Everything before, I think it's everything before Little Mermaid is, everything before Little Mermaid and after.
Oh yeah, they're 1955.
Tarzan. Yeah, after Tarzan.
I mean, they were redone, mm-hmm. but yeah. They're 1955. So what? Lady and the Tramp 2? That's 2000. That's 2001.
But then
that
we have to give
it. Video though.
But Lady and the Tramp 2 is adorable.
You can't claim it since we're not letting them play Incredibles 2.
It's 2001.
Nah, we ain't letting the little kids claim.
Well, okay, but okay. So technically, the old people can claim Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, y'all can claim that.
Platinum.
I'm done.
I'm still stuck on this Mulan thing, though.
Keep thinking on this, okay? We can't claim. I mean, 101 Dalmatians is awesome. That's old too. I never realized a lot of the movies that I love are
really old. They just redid it.
Remastered, yeah.
And then it'll be remastered again later.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just live is what we're doing
Have
now.
You ever seen,
did you know Little Mermaid was having a live?
I don't know if that's true or not. I heard it is.
It's true, however, which I'm sure you might like, it is not due to be based completely off of the Little Mermaid movie. It's not. So it is basically a Little Mermaid. Not the Little Mermaid. It is a Little Mermaid. So it is a Little Mermaid who has been captured. However, it's not her voice that is completely...
I was going to tell you about that.
We're podcasting right now.
Yeah, Matt.
You're good.
How the fuck are we losing to Arkansas?
It's Arkansas okay. How was Arkansas in the tournament?
Remember that?
Fuck off. What?
I told you they played a tough schedule.
Man, what tough schedule? You can't be losing no SEC team not named Kentucky.
All right. Okay. Just bring them back in.
Yeah, bring them. Damn fucking Razorbacks.
Can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Lord have mercy. Fuck. What was that? Stop doing things at the screen.
I didn't do anything toward the screen. Gumdrops.
I'm done. I don't remember.
He's talking about A Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. So her soul is missing. They have to get the soul back from the evil, I think it's a guy in this. So, yeah. There's a mermaid. She's a little mermaid.
So it's going
She's being rescued. So it is a mermaid movie. But it is not the Little Mermaid.
That's going to be weird because I saw the...
being the guy being the evil one, though. Because I did kind of like it being Ursula.
I can't remember for sure if it was a guy, but he's like... She's like in... It kind of looked like maybe some freak show or something. And usually stuff like that is a guy ringmaster. You don't see a female ringmaster for that. But yeah, like they have to save her, but they can't take her because he has... You know, the thing around his neck with her soul or her voice or something in it. I believe it's her soul, though. And so, yeah, I think that's neat that they did a remaster for it, but are not considering it, like, that they're not doing it as a, you know, Little Mermaid.
I wonder why, because they still have the play that's going on, and it's basically almost like the movie completely. Well, not completely, there's little differences, but that would be weird. I like the Jungle Book, but that's not our time either.
Is that not? That is not.
Nope. Look, you'd be surprised how many of these movies aren't actually in our time. Yeah.
But we claim them.
That's
like,
because the people who actually was kids when they were alive were...
They can't do it now. They're probably...
No, they're not.
Well, at the time they weren't, but they are dead now. They're dying off.
Yeah.
So we can claim them. We're pillagers.
Well,
we're pillagers.
We're inheriting it.
We inherit them. Technically, though, our parents would inherit the movies.
Yeah,
before
you're right.
We did.
Yeah, but they didn't want to inherit it when we were younger. So fuck, it's ours now.
Sorry,
no. Let's see. Oliver and Company, I love that, but that's not a Disney movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is not, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Are you sure?
That suffered by coming out the same week as, what is it, Land Before Time? Because everybody confuses those two.
Who confuses Oliver and Company and Land Before Time?
I'm talking about what's the Disney
Oliver and Company movie, was 1988, mm-hmm. and you are correct, though, it is Disney.
People think
see, everybody cool. tells me it's not Disney.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But I thought it was Disney.
Because it came out the same. It has a parallel thing with Land Before Time. Everybody thinks Land Before Time is the Disney movie, and Oliver and Company is the whack-off. When in fact, no, Land Before Time isn't the Disney movie. Oliver and Company is. And it will forever be linked together because they came out the same week.
I was in love with Land Before Time. But we'll Like I got every movie, but I refuse to watch the new ones because they're not voiced by the original. You know, Ducky died, so it's definitely not voiced by Ducky, and I can't listen to somebody else say yep. Like, no, that is a Ducky thing, and you're not Ducky. Yep. She was so cute, and then when Spike finally spoke, like, oh, pulled at my heart.
There are too many of those.
What, heart pulls?
No, oh. Four times.
There are a lot, but it's they're so all many, good. Right?
Still,
I think I had to stop watching. It was just too many.
I like Chomper. Chomper I find adorable. Yeah. Chomper was the... And, like, when he hides them from his parents, though.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not my daddy. And that's not my mommy. He's like, y'all screwed. I don't know who that is. Quit watching the TV. We're casting.
I'm the producer of this shit. I can do what I want.
I will throw something at you.
Ah, jeez. Come on. Wow, yep, good. Okay. But yeah, we got so sidetracked, but this is the nature of the podcast. We get sidetracked.
Yeah, you'll delete anything you don't like.
I don't delete much. Actually, shit, what was the last time I deleted something in editing? That was about, oh, yeah, I remember when.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you.
I think there's some bad jokes we were using in one
of. Oh no, that one I kept, most of that I kept in.
Oh lord.
It was like a segment, it was back on the Badass Females episode, me, Orlando, and Kayla.
Oh, no, not me.
Kayla was sitting there for about a good 30 seconds, didn't say a word when it was her turn to speak.
Oh.
So I had to.
Is that how she got her nickname?
Oh no, that was from the first episode, well, the first official episode. Everything was annoying from Phineas and Ferb, and that was all she said.
Let's see. Did we talk about Tarzan? What is your issue with Tarzan other than Phil? Who I love. I fucking love Phil. Phil is awesome. Phil is wonderful. I don't understand how you can have any qualms with Phil Collins. Like, he is literally fucking awesome. He is one. I've never thought about it this way. He's one of my favorite artists. Literally.
So he's one of your favorite artists, huh?
He is.
Let's see. 55 minutes. Okay.
Don't. Have we hit 55 already?
Yeah, we're at 55.
Okay, but so what's your issue with Tarzan other than Phil? You said why you don't like the Phil part. Other than him, what is your issue? You don't have one, do you?
No, I just made that
you
one.
You just
up.
Like to be an ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one was just strictly asshole move.
What are we leaving out? I feel like we're forgetting something.
Hercules.
Yeah.
And that.
We talked about Hercules.
No, we didn't. Well, we briefly, but. I really wish you would have let Meg die.
Why? Why do you want Meg to die? Go ahead.
Okay.
What was the purpose of letting her die?
For me personally, the only reason that movie is redeemable is because of Hades.
Why?
The only reason why. Why? Because Hercules is basically the Greek equivalent of Superman.
Yeah.
The only time you actually enjoy Superman movies is if he's actually in danger of dying. And the only villain he ever fights that he's actually ever going to be in danger of dying against is Doomsday. Hercules. The only time he was actually in danger of dying was when Meg was.
That is not true.
Wait, hold on. Which one's not true?
The when he was only in danger of dying, because I knew where you were going. That's not true, because before he got his godness, mm-hmm. Hercules could have died. Mm-hmm. Now Zeus would have really, really frowned upon that. Mm-hmm. His son dying. But he could have died. Mm-hmm. So, that's not true. But continue. I digress.
The moment the guy got his powers and became all strong. I'm starting to sound like Orlando here. Anyway, and became all strong. He could do no wrong. All of a sudden, everything he did prior to that, the people was like, oh no, you got superpowers now. Yay, yay, yay. Even though he's not doing a damn thing except beating up monsters, look like every ripoff from every Disney movie prior to that.
You got Scar. Man. Scar as the fucking throw rug.
He really was.
Yep. If it wasn't for Hades, that movie, well, okay, I'll take it back. If it wasn't for Hades and the music.
But why do you want her to die? I'm still not understanding.
I mean, what was redeemable about her?
Meg had character.
But what was redeemable about
her? She wasn't a damsel in distress. Like, she was fighting with the damn centaur.
Yeah.
And it's like, go the fuck away, I got this. She didn't have it, mm-hmm. but still. Like, she didn't want to be saved. She didn't need to be saved. She was independent in that nature. I think Meg is cool people. And she got a smart mouth. I like Meg. Now, I don't say she's the best character ever, but, like, she shouldn't have died. Why does she need to die?
I'm nothing looking at this more so, like, what was her point in this entire thing?
Well, you have to think. Meg being there was how Hades even got close to taking down Hercules. Without Meg, he wouldn't have made it there. Because you gotta think. Meg is how he got him to dive into that damn river of the damn souls. Meg is how he lured him in the first place. Like, Meg is key to Hades' plan. Without Meg, what was Hades gonna do? Nothing. Them little, can't think of their names right now.
The Titans.
He didn't
need Meg to release the Titans.
He did not need Meg, but Meg is how he got rid of Hercules to release the Titans.
But he was
because Hercules gave up his strength, so he released the Titans. If Hercules hadn't have done that, Hercules would just put their ass back where he was trying to bring them up from. Think about it. That's how Hercules was normal for a day. And the rule of that rule of thumb was you cannot harm a hair on her head, literally. And he hurt her. Meaning, he got his powers back. He whooped the Titans' ass. They got sent back to where they came from. And he had to go save Meg. Without Meg, Hercules would have never had his powers taken away. How was he going to get his powers? What was he giving them up for? Nothing.
Even still, though, without Meg, he doesn't have his powers taken away. With Meg, what changed?
He survived. That's all that matters.
Okay.
And so, he's in love. Love and happiness.
Anyone else starting to see the correlation between Hercules and Super? Wow, I am Orlando today. Shit. Although I've been saying any movie with Superman is not going to be a good movie. But still, just... Meg...
Nope.
To me, Meg deserved to die. The movie, outside of the music... And Hades, unwatchable. Well, not unwatchable.
Well, I was gonna say, come on, it's not unwatchable.
Not as good. Nowhere near as good. Zeus was forgettable. Who's the little angel? Not the angel. The one with the wings. That blue guy. Whatever.
Hermes.
Hermes, yeah. Forgettable. Obviously forgettable. Everything outside of anything Hades did, forgettable. That and also following just that correlation to Aladdin with the whole Las Vegas vibe. Although they was a little bit more blatant with it. The neon letters, the gospel truths. Good song, by the way.
I will admit, I like the ladies.
We ruined it for you, huh?
Ruined what for me?
Hercules.
No, actually, I'm still my mind's still halfway on the blonde thing. Legitimately, like, it's still 15 minutes ago.
What are we leaving out? Hmm? What are we leaving out?
That's all the movies for. Well, I think that's all. That's all the big movies from the Disney Renaissance.
Watch, we gonna forget something big.
Yeah, Pocahontas. We did
Hunchback.
Story.
That was Disney Pixar.
It's still Disney though.
Yeah, I'm talking about pure Disney though. Wow. See, again, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Underrated, always forgotten.
Because it's not a princess involved.
Mm. Although it wasn't, my opinion, it was the best movie out of that era.
Okay, yeah, no, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Second best after Beauty and the Beast.
You hear me?
Hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, that's a Disney movie. Tim Burton Disney movie, but still Disney. Just saying.
I think that's why no one really thinks of it as a Disney movie.
Because when you look at, like, it doesn't say, like, Disney's Nightmare Before. It says Tim Burton's Nightmare Before.
Yeah, shit, if we're going to include that, James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That was creepy as a kid.
It was, like, the cool creepy, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog was creepy, but I still watched it.
I was slightly afraid of the Cowardly Dog. You have a goofy movie.
Yep, that's the. I think that was like the scariest episode.
You hear me?
Huh?
You have a goofy movie.
Yeah.
No.
Did you even mention Toy Story?
No. We did like.
Oh,
a
you
couple
just said.
Times throughout.
Yeah. You just said that's Pixar.
Yeah, Disney Pixar. I was essentially meaning like the Disney canon movies. You know. Then there's the movies that came out after Tarzan, you know, that dry area where they weren't good, but they were serviceable. Emperor's
what do
New
you
Groove.
Consider?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but that's not 1990s.
I know. I'm saying the movies after
that. Yeah, I can touch 2001. You can't touch anything after either.
Hmm?
I can touch 2001. You can't touch anything after either. Is that everybody?
Oh, shit. Yes.
Quit watching the TV.
It's my TV.
I will go turn that bitch off.
And I'll turn it right back on.
I'll unplug it.
Okay, and I'll replug it.
I will unplug the fucking box. You have to
that
wait for that
some,
bitch
yeah,
to reboot.
About 10 minutes.
Actually, no.
About 3 to 5.
So I got one right there. I got one in there. I got one in there.
That's fine.
I got one right here. I got the DirecTV right
okay.
here. Oh, cool. Anyway, so let's see. Is that all of them?
Does that conclude it for us?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see.
Someone's going to get pissed off at something.
Yeah.
So basically, let's see the synopsis of the podcast. Your opinion on Disney movies sucks. My opinion is awesome. His opinion's awesome, too, because he agreed.
The Mulan thing was very cool.
Yeah. Mind blowing.
Yeah.
He's gonna go watch it later tonight.
Literally. He's gonna get a text. Like, it's either gonna be what were you talking about?
Yeah.
Or
dude, I'll probably
see.
Know it's as soon as I see it.
He's like, whoa.
He's gonna fast forward. Like, whoa.
Oh, hold on. Before I start off, totally different topic. About the Star versus the Forces of Evil's little gay kiss.
Oh, I seen that. I seen it.
Y'all do realize you had to slow that shit down to even catch it.
Well, like, I'm trying, like, that goes back to the Beauty and the Beast thing. Who fucking cares? Your kids don't care. Literally, if we want to talk about cartoons and fuckery in cartoons, we literally grew up watching the Powerpuff Girls, who had a fucking man crab in heels and a dress.
Yeah.
Did we question it? No. We just knew he was him, and him was evil.
I knew he was.
If we want to get even personal, cow and chicken.
Yeah.
Two human
halves.
There
was an episode where they were like, I guess their parents' friends were in there. They're literally munching on the carpet.
Oh yeah, the lesbian. Oh, okay. No, from cow and chicken.
Yeah, from cow and chicken.
The cow munch. What is it? The biker gang. The
yes,
Rugmuckers.
That's what it was, the biker gang. I think what people are upset with is mostly like the parents is that they feel like it's subliminally being mentioned to the kids to try and make them accept it. And I think that's what's pissing off people.
In Star vs. the Forces of Evil, of all the things that have been that you can call out for being subliminal, effeminate males. Okay, call it out. Do nothing, people. Because the karate teacher is nothing but a do-nothing person. A lazy motherfucker. Someone who stays at home with his mom and he's 35 fucking years old, whose best friend is a teenager that goes to high school.
Johnny Bravo. Mm. That was elementary, girl.
But the fact, the gay kiss, first off, the fact that people were on the gay kiss 2 weeks after the episode had aired. I literally was watching that episode the day it aired at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And didn't peep it.
Didn't even see it because I was more focused on Jackie and Marco. I wasn't focused on the kids. I was more focused on them than anybody else. They rang it up. I'm like, wait, what? There was a gay kiss?
There was a what there?
And went back and watched. Like, bro, you have to slow that shit down to catch it.
Down.
Because they zoomed way. They did a slow zoom, but it was like a zoom where you wouldn't even notice it if it was a dude. I'm like, stop obsessing over that little shit. By the way, it's Disney. About fucking time they did something like that. No one had a big problem with Loud House when the black kid had two gay fathers.
You sound a little angry.
I am, because they pissed. This is the way that people find out about Star vs. the Forces of Evil. That we're going to worry about a good-ass cartoon, by the way, with arguably starting to become one of the greatest villains in cartoon history. Toffee is a fucking beast. But anyway, but this is what we're going to focus on. The gay kiss that you have to slow down at 30 times speed to catch. All the things that Star Wars supports. The twerking in the first season, you could have caught on to that.
Well, that's my thing. Like, there are so many worse things I'd rather my child see than that. And the thing is, everybody was kissing. So, again, your child can't see two people of the same sex kiss, but they can watch other people kiss.
And again, to make it even worse on that claim, background characters no one was thinking about. Everybody watching episodes focused on Star, Marco, and Jackie. A threesome that became a twosome. And the princess walked away upset.
And he went after her.
Yeah, in the next episode. Although I do kind of not like what she did at the end of the season.
Okay, we will not.
I mean, just straight up. You the reason he's with her. And then, I actually do like you. Oh, you cock blocker. All this while talking. Another episode that I am going to do. Fucking cock blocker.
Any closing thoughts?
These are my closing thoughts.
You sound really angry.
I am, because it's a good cartoon. You guys want to focus. If you want to focus on gay cartoons, Steven Universe, maybe? That's LGBTQ friendly. All the women in there have the most power. Focus on that. Don't focus on a fucking background scene. I need to go watch that Mulan movie.
Yeah, that's his closing take.
On that note.
Oh, another closing take before I go. Yeah, if y'all get crazy with the comments again, I'm just going to disable them for foregoing future. Yeah, so there's that.
Forever?
Probably. Forever. Well, at least until the end of the year.
Oh, that's a long time.
Our ratings don't really base off comments, but it helped on the last episode. Really did. We got up to number 3.
I don't remember what we were doing. That was that bad. God dang.
Basically, a bunch of black people talk, and they all want to categorize us in the same thing, even though we were saying completely different things.
Okay, we won't do this today.
All right.
We are going to go watch Mulan. We won't do this today. We are a unit.
And they took the lead. Oh shit, 35 seconds left to go. Hold up.
See, this is why we're signing off.
This is the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Exactly. Ain't nobody sign off because I know how to sign off. Come on. That is not a foul! His hands were straight up!
Oh, I know that guy.
You gotta be kidding me! These bitches! Oh, he's gonna miss. He's gonna miss. He's gonna miss.
I know him.
Born a lie! Yeah, that's right. Pray, because y'all about to be bounced.
Jesus doesn't play sports, so.
They're playing to the sports god, but the sports god already told them ball don't lie.
Really don't.
Ball don't lie!
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hold that's up. Okay. Hold up. Okay. You got a foul. Yay, Joe Bell, you're on the line.
Come on.
Okay, this has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. If you want to contact us at cyswpodcast@gmail.com.
Do you check those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Like probably once, maybe twice a week. Haven't really gotten much lately, but, you know, disabled the last one. And yeah, well, we'll see how this one goes. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Okay. Defense. What the hell? No. Yes. Whew, I thought that went in.
I'm right. Charisma.
Okay, but yeah. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about this podcast, I don't really care about your concerns, just questions and comments. You can send it to the email I just told you about a good minute ago before I screamed, or you can comment on the videos below. Go ahead and sign off, everybody.
Charisma.
Mm-hmm. I'm still Uncle Tom until next episode, I guess.
And I'm, yes, come on, man, we know the shit. Just shoot the damn free throws and let's go home. Oh, yeah. And, I'm Matthew. Yeah. Peace.
I love the chicken grease.
Yeah, whatever. And gumdrops. Yeah.
What does gumdrops mean?
That means it went in. Oh. If it's just blaze. It's gumdrops if it goes in. It's just blaze if it's nothing but net.
Okay.
Let me stop this recording.